Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And jealous of our brethren in Philadelphia today. Welcome to Gwynn and Chris, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. It's finally a Friday. Getting ready for a full 4 hours on the program with you today here from our Odyssey Palace studios. I'm jealous. Because if we had a show in Philadelphia today, guys, I could just say hello. I could say Scraby, open the phone lines. And we could just sit here for four hours. Yeah, it would be an absolute, yeah. You know. I mean, the thing with the Phillies, followed up by the Eagles, which is more surprising even, that they look so bad. I think even the Flyers lost last night for anybody who was looking for a bright spot. No bright spots for Philadelphia last night. Welcome to the program. We will have a good one for you. Aztecs are in Nevada. Getting ready to play there tomorrow. Kirk Kenny is driving his way up there. He will be joining us from the road. And I'm excited later in the show. We're going to talk some Aztec basketball. Dave Velasquez, our guy, the assistant basketball coach out there at San Diego State, is going to be on the program in the 4 o'clock hour. But, you know, you got to start with the play last night. We'll get to some Padre news. There's a couple of little things to fill you in on. So we haven't forgot about that, but it was a little heart-wrenching, to be sure, to watch Kirkering make that throw last night. He obviously panicked, and you know, the Dodgers advance. I that was the hardest part for me, honestly, Tony. I don't have a personal connection to Kirkering. I don't really have a connection at all to the Phillies, but I do hate the Dodgers, and to see them, you know, get to advance. I mean, if any team ever needed a lucky break, it's not the Dodgers. They already have more money and resources than everybody else, and yet they're moving on to the NLCS on a play that is going to be remembered for a long, long time.
That's how baseball goes.
Yeah,
you know,
it does.
I mean, what it made me think of is spring training, right? You see, I'm out there.
What do they call it? PFPs,
right?
Pitcher fielding practice.
And they do that all spring. But the reality is, I would say the starting pitchers are the one that probably get to use it most, to where it's kind of embedded, right? Relievers come in. I don't know. They don't get too many of those kind of broken bat grounders to them. But that being said,
they also don't get them in spring training with the bases loaded in the last game of a playoff.
Right.
So, yes, you get ground balls all spring training, but it's not the same circumstance.
I mean, it just goes to show you, even at the tip-top level of Major League Baseball, pressure can make a human brain.
What do they say? It cracks diamonds, right?
I think it creates diamonds,
or
right?
Burst
pipes is the one I'm
all
most familiar
stuff.
With.
All of that stuff, yeah.
I think it just goes to show you, in those moments when the pressure's at its highest, any human brain can
Malfunction,
because that's exactly what happened. After he bobbled the first time, you can almost
it was
see
over,
it in
wasn't
his
it?
Body, right? Like,
if he would have thrown to first, he would have thrown it down the right field line,
He could have pump-faked to home and still thrown to first and had enough time.
Well, we were just watching the replay, Tony. Even if he had thrown home and bounced it, and Real Muto, just all he could do was knock it down, they actually still would have got him out because Kim never touched home plate till he came back and touched it.
Right.
So Real Muto would have had time to go tag him.
Right. Even if the decision was poor and he shouldn't have gone home and he went home anyway, a good throw.
Or a decent throw.
Decent throw.
Not even just one that could be knocked down somehow.
You get him out.
So sad.
Tough to watch him because he knew it.
Right away.
Muto knew it. Everybody knew it.
Yeah.
And him walking to the dugout and I thought the Phillies teammates, manager, they handled that.
Yeah, give them a lot of respect.
Best way you could.
Castellanos raced in from right field to comfort him, and just the dichotomy, the Dodger players jumping up and down and going crazy around Kirkering, who was standing there with his hands on his knees, and white jerseys were jumping up and celebrating. And just
the field.
Juxtaposition. that was horrible.
It was horrible.
I don't know who you compare that to. I started, Buckner obviously will always come to mind, but I'll even go back on Buckner. And now that's getting so long ago in our, conscious that maybe people don't remember all the circumstances of Buckner. He missed the ball on the grounder. The game was already tied, though, when that happened.
Right.
So had he got the ball, it would have gone to extra innings. People think he lost the game.
No,
he didn't. He did, in a sense, but it would have gone to extra innings. That was also game six. That was not the final game. So, history tends to change things. I think of J.R. Smith.
Ooh.
Getting the rebound
and
dribbling around like the game was over when it was tied up and LeBron screaming at him, shoot the ball! And they lost that game in overtime. It's only ever happened one other time in the postseason where an error was a walk-off play, and that was on a relay at second base by Rufned Odor.
Oh, that's right.
Trying to turn a double play. So at least he was trying to make a play, and he bounced the throw to first, and the winning run scored for, I think it was Toronto.
You go back to national championship game, Chris Webber's timeout.
Chris Webber's timeout. You had to think of that last night.
Yeah.
Although even the circumstances of that, I've looked at it a few times. They were already, I believe, behind when that happened.
Right. They had already given up the lead.
Had he not called timeout, still a lot of things would have had to happen for them to win.
They would need to go down and make a bucket, right?
Yeah, but when he called timeout, that kind of gave it to wrap it up for North Carolina. The Bartonman thing, I don't think actually belongs in this discussion.
No.
That was completely different as far as I'm concerned. We've had Greg Norman blow a huge lead. We've had, some other instances where, the Oilers losing to the Bills that year. But I can't find one that lines up directly with this, Tony, where your season is lost on a play like that. I can't find one. If anybody can think of something that they feel is similar in sports, let me know, because I've been really kind of racking my brain. So that's how bad you have to feel for this kid. He's 24 years old. He's been a pretty big part of the Phillies. So that's the way it goes. And let's not also mention, although Scraby reminded me that the tying run should have never even been on base. Sanchez had, I think it was Alex Call, struck out at the beginning of that rally. And I guess it was so bad that the home plate umpire actually apologized to Sanchez after the game.
Yeah,
I missed the call.
We'll get into it in the Big Five to see how you guys really feel about an umpire apologizing.
Yeah,
after a
I don't know
call.
That was what you... Anyway, so the Dodgers, both runs they got. Of course, the Phillies could have scored some more, and there's a lot of other aspects of it.
Someone said on the chat the Trent Grisham error when he was with the Brewers.
Yeah, did not lose. I think it might have lost.
No, it was an elimination game. It was because
it was the one-game playoff.
One-game playoff.
Yeah, he kicked the ball on that. So, yes, there's, This is going to follow Orion Kirkering the rest of his career unless he does something spectacular to change the narrative. And for that, I feel bad. But what I feel worst about, Tony, is that it benefited the Dodgers. They just don't need the benefit.
No, they don't. But, you know, is that me?
That might be me. And I surprisingly, I always have my phone on mute.
Wow. I almost went like, of course it's you.
That's the first time I have, I think I did that erroneously. Ooh.
Someone has another good one.
Okay.
I don't know if this actually ended the game, though. You guys will have to tell me, but the Marlon McCree fumble?
No, it did not.
So we're talking about things that actually ended the game.
No, but the Marlon McCree fumble would have ended the game in the sense that had he not fumbled, the Chargers would have been in possession and able to run out the clock. Right. So in a sense, he could have ended the game.
He did not.
But after he fumbled it back, Brady then had another chance to go score his touchdown and sent that game to overtime. But yeah, that's painful for the Phillies. And again, I don't really feel for the Philadelphia and the Phillies and all of these. You know, they've won all this stuff. They're the Super Bowl champs still right now. The Phillies have had a few wins. You know, so I mean, and the Phillies are going to be good again next year. So, you know, I don't have as much a feel for them. I have a feel for the kid. And, you know, it just annoys me that the Dodgers are moving on and jumping around and celebrating as if they did something.
I'm with you, Chris. Thank you for saying it.
That's what's killing me.
So let me get this straight. They should advance to the CS.
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't decline
respectfully
and like just kind of walk out there like, yes, we sorry, we didn't.
Yes,
this
no,
wrong.
They shouldn't. They shouldn't decline it. I mean, when's the last time somebody gaffed like that to favor the Padres? You know, that's
I don't. I can't answer that one. I mean, I can answer it. It hasn't happened yet.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, when Buckner, when the ball went through his legs, they certainly were screaming and jumping like crazy. After they got that ball rolled through his leg.
Oh, you're
talking
Durham.
About the other team.
Leon Durham in that fifth game of the playoffs.
No, I'm talking about, you were talking about Buckner earlier. When the ball went through his legs, everybody was pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it was a massive fail. It was, Jim Marshall running the wrong way for a touchdown.
That was just a brain cramp
for sure.
You can't do that.
My favorite part of that clip is the 49er guy, lineman who chased him all the way down the field and then congratulated him once he got to the end zone.
Like, thanks for scoring for
Jim
us.
Marshall looked at him like, what do you mean?
That was only safety,
right? You know
he
couldn't
right?
wait to get to the end zone. Just
no,
to
he was so excited.
Did that end up being a safety?
Yeah, it was a safety. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. All right. So that's how it started. The Dodgers are through. We don't know yet. They're going to play. The Cubs came through 6-0 over the Brew Crew, so they'll have a deciding game tomorrow. In the American League, we know it's Toronto, and it'll be either Seattle or Detroit. They will play tonight, Game 5. Tarik Skubal will be on the mound for the Tigers. That's the good news. The bad news, he has faced the Mariners 3 times this year, and the Mariners have won all 3 of those games. So we'll see, you know, where that goes tonight. A lot of good stuff for you. Like I said, it's a Friday. We are going to be counting down the top 5 things you want to see happen with the Padres this off season. So we will delve into that in the 3 o'clock hour. As I mentioned, Kirk talking football, Dave Velasquez, Aztec basketball. And, when we come back, Tony will tell you about the Padre player who, assuming he stays with the club, will open next season with a 1-game suspension. And why that is, we'll tell you about that and get you some Padre stuff as we get going here on Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
217, word just came down. Brock Bowers will not play. There's your fantasy tip.
Tip of the day.
Brock Bowers.
The Raiders. Missing an opportunity to go against the Titans.
Yeah.
You don't miss those games.
No, it doesn't seem like you do. You
can pile up some numbers sometimes.
Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, who's having a little bit of a difficult day. That's why you haven't heard from him.
What's the matter with you, Scrape?
I forgot my backpack at home, and which means I don't have my headphones, which means I don't have my notebook, which means I don't have my computer, and so I don't really have a place to put my camera, because I was going to go into berating the studio and their lack of USB ports in the computer, but I'm not going to.
You don't have to, buddy.
It's ridiculous.
Good. You forgot your one in a billion time you've ever lost your or left your backpack.
Even the airport has finally gotten with it on the USB ports.
Thank
and
you.
Stuff. You know,
thank
it took
you.
Them a little longer than most, but
yeah,
now
take
you
them a while.
Pretty can't you can't miss that.
I remember when I was traveling was when they didn't have a lot of charging areas, and it was like.
Yeah.
You get away from my charging area.
People would congregate, and then you had to guard your phone.
Yeah,
because somebody would come and.
Yeah. Show enough when
I did unplug one guy's phone one time. See him.
He came back and he was angry.
Unplugged
his phone?
Yeah, he wasn't there.
You're that kind of guy.
He wasn't there. I needed my phone charged before I could so I could watch movies on the plane. Come on now.
You deserve to be punched in the face for that.
I do. I'm not going to disagree with that. If someone did that to me, I would be very angry.
Padre news. Jose Iglesias. Well, he may be a Padre come 2026.
Right, yeah.
We don't know. And Xander Bogaerts. Both reprimanded for their part in the kind of chaos that took place after the Padres eliminated as the umpires exited the field. There was film circulating of Jose.
Yeah, they can't get away with
Jose
it.
Jose Iglesias kind of approaching the umpires as they come down, and whatever
seemed
was
like
said,
he just was, you know, wanted to see if he had a nice day.
Yeah, that nice day where they were going to dinner, maybe after.
Right. Like to join you guys.
Whatever was said, DJ Rayburn didn't really want to tell him. By the way, he responded. Whatever Jose Iglesias said to him, and then that caused Xander Bogaerts to come over. And so,
Jose, and in Xander's words, he saw red.
He saw red. Right?
I love that.
He,
you got that down?
Yeah,
is that what the umpire said that to Xander?
You got that down?
Got that down. You know what Padre fans are saying right now, and I'm not going to totally disagree with you. Okay, Iglesias gets a game suspension for coming over and yelling at the umps.
Yeah, I hadn't gotten to the umps. Yeah, he gets a game suspension.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
But how about the ump getting a game suspension for blowing an obvious call and maybe costing a team the victory?
I mean, if you are going to suspend
it's
umpires...
It's never
going to
happen.
Yeah,
but
after every blown call, we're not going to have any umpires to do these games.
So I'm saying that to my brethren, the umpires out there, still.
Now, is that something that was in the cards? But nonetheless... These two guys are suspended, or excuse me, Jose Iglesias suspended, Xander Bogaerts just a fine. So he will miss no time due to the incident.
The incident.
Yeah. That's really all the Padre news we got for
you
today.
That's pretty much it. They made a couple of, international signings this week.
Yes.
So they are, still working behind the scenes to see what they can do there.
I've seen a lot of reporting outside of just San Diego saying that Mike Schilt and AJ Preller are going to be back. So I'm thinking that means that there is, truth to the rumor that they are coming back, if everybody's reporting
it. Would seem more likely than not, based on what everybody's been saying.
That's what it seems like. All right, let's shift gears. Go to college sports. We've kind of been introducing, there's been new developments happening, a new transfer portal timeline. The Big Ten is doing something that I think, I don't know if, and I get you guys' opinion on this, that we could see kind of as the model moving forward for these big conferences.
Writing's on the wall.
Big Ten nearing a decision on a $2.4 billion with a B deal with California Pension Investment Fund in a landmark move with college athletics. Basically, the Big Ten is going to be partnering with the UC Investment Manager, which brings up a whole bunch of questions, really. A public trading or a public kind of investment
entity
is now going to be in on this private Big Ten. Was it I believe it's they're calling it a Big Ten. What's the word they're using?
Infusion?
No, it's like conglomerate, basically. Like it's a private
enterprise.
Enterprise. That's what it is. Big Ten Enterprise is what it is. So basically, each school is going to get a portion of this $2.4 billion. Now, it sounds like the higher...
And this company's in California, right?
This company is in California.
Scrappy's going to like... I have a conspiracy to go with this, but go ahead.
Just to kind of give you a little bit of rundown, an investment fund in the University of California Pension System is in negotiations with the nation's largest and perhaps most valuable collegiate athletic conference to infuse $2.4 billion in immediate cash to its 18 schools and help create conferences long discussed subsidiary Big Ten enterprises. Those with knowledge of the negotiations spoke to Yahoo Sports under condition of anonymity, as they were not authorized to speak about the potential 20-year agreement with the UC Pension System Investment Fund, better known as UC Investments, a $190 billion entity responsible for managing system portfolio for the UC schools. That money is going to be spread out, and it sounds like there is not going to be like, the rich get richer in this case within the conference. It sounds like there's going to be like a small percentage difference for some of the more well-known schools.
Are they trying to tell us that Rutgers is going to save amount of money as Ohio State?
That's what they're trying to tell us.
They're trying to tell us that. Here's my thinking on this. Why really were USC and UCLA brought into the Big Ten? They're in California. I'm just trying to think of why a California company would have any reason at all to be giving away $2.4 billion to the Big Ten. Oh, yeah. We have a couple schools now in that conference. Works out nicely. It's only going to be, if it already isn't a matter of time, anybody who doesn't see it coming isn't paying attention. The Big Ten and the SEC are going away as far as what we know now in the world of college football.
Now, let me hop in here real quick because you bring up a good point. There has been a worry about a Super League.
Yeah.
According to this particular article that came out, and part of this agreement is part of making it so that schools won't want to jump out and go into the Super League that you are kind of alluding to here.
And I believe that, and there's some things I could compare that belief to. But I'm just going to say, I don't care. I believe the SEC and the Big Ten know that there's so much more money for them to be made.
Yeah.
If they go into their own thing, they have their own playoff, and, you know, they sell it. I mean, and we're going to watch Alabama play Ohio State way before we're going to watch any of the other schools left in college football. We just are. They know that. They're going to make way more money for themselves, and that is what they're all about. That's what we almost all are all about. I don't think the Big Ten and the SEC care at all about the rank and file of college football. I just don't. If they do, then I'm completely wrong here.
Should they?
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. But, you know, I've always, here's my thing on that. The Yankees, it would get old if they played the Red Sox every game.
Yeah.
So they should kind of care a little bit how the Royals are doing because the Royals are in the league.
Right.
So that's my answer. No, you're right. For themselves and the bottom line, the Big Ten and the SEC should get as much as they want.
I mean, based on what we've seen, how they've seen the MAC to this point, it seemed like they wouldn't care at all.
But Ohio State, if Ohio State and those guys are going to go do their own thing in the Super League, which I believe, I hope that when they go, the rest of college football, which will be more teams actually, then refuses to play them. I don't want Ohio State getting to still play Miami of Ohio and play Tulsa.
They're going to have their pocketbooks open, and they're going to pay these schools to come play. You know,
God, you're right. You're not in our league, but here's a few million if you come. Right. Yeah, you're right. I know.
Here's the other thing that you kind of hinted to without knowing about it. The two schools that are kind of objecting to this process, the Ohio State University and the University of Michigan.
Because they want to make sure the door's open
right.
to do what they want to do.
Right.
Yeah. I just, honestly, I would expect the San Diego States of the world, even though we all cling to hope that one day we'll be on somewhat similar footing, that we just understand that we're not going to be. And go ahead now. Go ahead now. Have a Division I, I don't know what you call it, 1A, whatever you want to call it, and just have a national championship with all the teams in college football that aren't the SEC and the Big Ten. I'll find that plenty interesting enough. And I also think it's something that would be fun to go after every year.
Yeah.
There's plenty of big-name schools still left.
All right. Kirk Kinney, on his way to Reno when we last checked. Aztecs up on their way there as well. We'll talk a little bit of Aztecs, preview the game coming up here. Kirk Kinney coming up. More on Gwen and Chris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Gwen and Chris, getting underway here. Full 4 hours today. Don't forget the Scraby Chronicles. Follow the show. From 6 to 7 tonight, baseball playoffs continue. Game 5 in Seattle. And it starts at 5. It'll be the Tigers and the Mariners. See who goes on to play the Blue Jays for the AL Championship. We know the Dodgers were gifted a trip to the NLCS last night by the Phillies. They will face either the Cubs or Brewers, and that Game 5 is tomorrow. While we wait, we're going to have Kirk Kenny here in a minute or two, talk about the Aztecs getting ready to go up to Nevada. The game last night, hopefully a lot of Philadelphia Eagle fans were just in a deep depression watching the Phillies and forgot to tune in because watching their Eagles play would have just made them even more
depression
depressed.
Awaited you
yeah,
at
man.
That point.
That was surprising, let's be honest. I mean, not that they got beat. They got whooped. I mean, they were up 17-13. And after that, the Eagles' offense, nothing. Saquon never got going. And the Giants basically went up and down the field all night, I thought, against what was supposed to be a decent Eagles defense.
The crazy part is Saquon had like 38 yards rushing in his first two or three carries, and then he didn't do anything. And that's because the offense was not good.
Well, look, almost every game is decided by one thing that we never look at, and that's the line play, right?
Yeah.
And last night, the Giants dominated both sides of the line of scrimmage.
They really did.
Yeah. They opened up holes. They gave Jackson Dart a lot of running lanes there when he dropped back to pass. You know, the Giant wide receivers came up with some big plays, some big catches. And Philadelphia, the one problem they've had all year is getting the ball to their wideouts. And last night it was the same thing. The only guy they could find open was Dallas Goedert. Otherwise, the Jalen Hurts passing attack is...
Shout out to Dallas.
Yeah, he had a big game for you in fantasy. But anyway, I was surprised by that one and the easiness that the Giants beat the Eagles.
You know, when you bring that up, it may speak to why they felt they had to go tush-push three straight times. Because,
right.
Because the Giants' line was kind of manhandling them outside of the tush-push, really.
How much longer before the Eagles just start running that at the 25-yard
line?
Here's
the thing. I don't think they will.
They started it at about the 7 last night.
Yeah, they ran it three straight times. And I do think that had something to do with the disruption that the Giants' defensive line was causing. But I think they won't run it more than that because it's just as much stress on their guys, especially the linemen. Listening to Kelce talk about it, listening to their offensive linemen, I don't know that – I think if they ran it every time, the will of their own players would change the effectiveness of it. I think they got to run it in certain pockets. They know when they get close to the end zone, they can run it like that because no one's going to stop it.
I think the NFL gods are starting to just turn on the Eagles, like enough already. I'm not going to let you win another game until you stop calling that stupid play.
I don't understand why everybody's so bent out of shape about it.
Because I can't remember who said it.
I am now for
you
some
reason.
You
can't stop it.
I can't remember who said it, but someone said...
I do agree that they got to call it better in terms of the offensive linemen shooting off and timing the snap.
You mean
count.
The false starts that they continually get away with?
They got to call that better, but come on, like just stop. You guys, you got to figure out a way to stop it.
I can't remember who said it, but it was someone like a football player that basically said, Micah Parsons, your favorite guy. And I will quote him even though he's not my favorite guy. Yeah,
my favorite guy.
I criticize Micah Parsons until he says something that I like and agree with. But he said it's not a real football play.
You know why he said that?
Because he can't stop
it. He can't stop it either.
It's not a real football play. That's a rugby play. That is not an American football play.
Get good at it like the Eagles have.
I got to tell you something. If we were back 100 years ago, the bomb isn't a football play either.
Ah,
the what? They never threw the ball more than 2 yards downfield.
I was like, what?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, are you going to call that not a football play? And everything's evolved over time.
I was saying that's what Micah Parsons said, and then I agreed with Micah
with
Parsons.
You're agreeing with him.
Because it's a rugby play. It's a rugby play.
Well, it's not working enough for the Eagles right now. They get whooped by the G-men last night. And I got to tell you, Jackson Dart, I'm not ready to, you know, put him in the Hall of Fame, but I think he's the
Fudge boy, Dable.
That was an embarrassing display last night from him.
One?
Brian Dable.
Talking about him, he was like fawning over
he was Dart hugging him. He was running into
boy,
the blue.
Baby, are you okay?
Yeah, he was like up in his face mask, like, is everything okay? Everything okay? And he went into the blue tent. We'll talk about it in the Big Five, which you're not supposed to go into the blue tent. And now the NFL has to do a concussion protocol review. And Scataboo walked into the blue tent. Like, how does Russell Wilson feel that everybody hates him so much? I just really didn't like Brian Dable last night.
You didn't like him supporting his own quarterback.
I like coaches that support their own quarterbacks, but not ones
Where's
that
the
are
cutoff
like
point?
When you start running into the blue tent and then getting mad at the doctors on the sideline.
It did seem a little much compared to what the other head coach.
If he
doing.
Said it, I would rail
of
against
course,
it.
See?
The fact that you've backed it up makes me feel Dable probably went over the line.
He had to apologize after the game because it's such a big deal because he wanted Jackson Dart was in concussion protocol. He wanted him out there for the fourth down, even though he couldn't use him unless he took a timeout. And he was like, is he ready or not? Kind of thing. And they were like, no, he's not ready. And he was all angry, and he threw his hands in the air. And I'm really perturbed today, guys. Oh, I'm supposed to call Kirk Cannon.
Yeah, maybe you should. Cool. While you're perturbed, try to do what you're here to do.
I mean, you don't read the promos in those grades.
Here we go.
That's totally not true.
Here that is very true.
Hmm? Kirk Kenny is going to be joining us via the David B. Shapiro fan hotline. If you're facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro criminal defense attorneys. They are helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit davidpshapirolaw.com. I've read it.
Kirk just said, I said, beware of Chris. He's angry about everything. And Kirk said, is he yelling at a cloud? He's on the phone.
Hi, Kirk.
Hi, Chris. How's your day?
That's fine. Scraby's just being difficult, which isn't really an upset.
A Richard?
He is being a Richard, yes. I'll let that sit for everybody to take a moment and figure it out. And Scraby figure it out, because he takes longer than most. How's the drive to Reno, Nevada, Kirk Kenny? Where are you? Where in the world is Kirk Kenny?
I'm in fabulous Adelanto.
What?
Just got through the worst part. I think Adelanto used to have a minor league baseball team, so I was wondering if Tony'd ever heard of that.
Nope, had not.
What state are we in?
Well, I'm in the state of confusion, but
Kirk with a lot of one-liners today.
Yeah. Well, I've had plenty of time to think them up over the last 3 hours and stuck in traffic through L.A., but it's crucial on a Friday to get through that before 2 o'clock, and then it really bogs down. Now, Adelanto is just about 130 miles north of San Diego. So I'm just about to hit the 395 that shoots you up to Reno.
All right.
Literally the road less traveled.
Well, the biggest little city there in America, as they say, where I froze my everything off one night during a November game on the sidelines. Coldest I've ever been. But the Aztecs are not cold, Kirk. They're hot. They're playing well. They look the part last Friday offensively. I mean, the offensive line, I think, has to get a lot of the credit for giving Denegal the time to go down the field. He threw some beautiful passes, and connected. They scored 45. Yeah. A week after scoring six on the road, the defense has just been good anyway. So they're probably pretty excited, but just making sure that they do this on the road this weekend is kind of the what I gather to be kind of the focus.
Yeah, I think it's definitely one of the themes. It'll be the first thing I'll mention in my advance for tomorrow. They, like you said, you know, they've done so well at home. Like, let's see if that can translate to the road now after losing 36-13 to Washington State and then just barely beating Northern Illinois 6-3.
Kirk, I mean, obviously this team is 4-1. They haven't been off to this good of start. It feels like it in quite some time. What are we looking for outside of them going on and getting a win on the road? What are we looking for? And at what point do we start to say this team is for real?
I think this could be one of the games to really point to because they showed so much more, I think, at home last week. Denegal, he, like Chris just said, he threw three beautiful balls that I haven't seen passes like that in you know, one half in 10 years. And if they can keep kind of stacking on that, and guys are stepping up in different areas. Jordan Napier, their wide receiver, is really off to a good start. Their running game's getting going, powered by Lucky Sutton and a couple other local guys. So they've got that going. And as Chris mentioned, also the offensive line is really more than holding its own, and I think that's helping to open up some things. So I think this game will be really telling. If we can see some of the offense that we've seen at home on the road, then that could be really telling.
Kirk Haney's with us. Aztecs are headed to Reno. They got Nevada. I think the game's 7:30 tomorrow night. So stick around to stay up for that one. Kirk, all right, so we're sitting here giving it the, you know, wait and see and prove it to us and, you know, let's see what happens this week. But at the same time, four wins is already more than they had last year. So, you know, do you sense that the Aztec faithful, and I'm talking about the faithful, that were so, you know, I want to say disgusted, but certainly not happy with the first season of Sean Lewis, have they been appeased at all so far?
I've definitely seen a few turn. In fact, I wrote about the other day, a friend of mine, I was at a wedding last month, and he comes to me after the Washington State loss. He goes, you know, I don't see this team winning more than two games. And I was going around and around with him a little bit about, you know, what do you base that on? He hadn't been out to any practices, hadn't really studied the team. And I thought, you know, legitimately this team, you know, one of the goals should be six wins in a bowl game. And, you know, he was convinced, nope, no more than two wins. And so I was going to get on him after the Cal win and send him a text. I'm glad I didn't because I found out a week later he had heart surgery. But he did text me during the game last week in the third quarter and says, okay, I'm officially eating crow. Hmm. So, I think there's more and more people like that they're really down on Lewis. I saw people asking for him to be fired after two games this year, and I'm like, you know, can you let it play out a little bit? And obviously things have turned.
Yeah, it does seem like there was some overreaction early, and now people may be starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel. Kirk Kenny joins us here, covers this Aztec football team. And Kirk, let's talk a little bit about the defense, right? Through five games, they're 10th. And FBS, passion efficiency, they're also 10th. They're 14th in opponent first down, 17th in passing. What is it about this defense this year that is giving opposing offenses such a tough time?
Well, it's very veteran. I think virtually all the starters returned, and they've taken a step up. They're getting a really good pass rush led by Trey White. I'm blanking on Trey's name. But Trey has been the leader getting to the quarterback.
And, you had it right.
And the other guys have come along. Okay.
Yeah.
On the back end, they have five guys, defensive backs, that are very good. And so when you get more pressure on the quarterback and those guys are able to take some chances and also do some things, the top guy's cornerback, Chris Johnson, he's the one that had a 97-yard touchdown return a couple weeks ago. And so all of it kind of together, the linebacking core has done very well. So at kind of all three phases, all three levels, they've done very well on defense.
You know, I've watched the coverage, too. The coverage has really been good. Like, you go to the Cal game, they were throwing, and the ball just wasn't even getting to the receiver.
Yeah.
Like, it was getting knocked down. I think they had 10 breakups, 13 breakups in that game. That's a lot. Our guy Dale Sean Staley, who was in studio that one year, you know, he's been playing great. So I agree with you, Kirk. You got a good back end. You're putting some pressure on. I think the coverage is forcing quarterbacks to bring the ball down just to, you know, hesitate. And that's given the pass rush time to get home. Don't talk about a kicker all that often, but the Placentia breaks the record last week, and he broke it with a 53-yarder. Yeah, that's another weapon the Aztecs have, the kicking game.
Yeah, and also their punter, Hunter Green, he's, I think, among the top 20 in punting average at 46 yards plus. So they just have several weapons that they've got something in almost every area, every phase that allows them to achieve, and they're really starting to show it.
Kurt, what are we looking at from this Reno team, this Nevada team? I mean, the Aztecs have typically played close ball games when these two teams have faced off with one another. What are we looking at on the opposing side?
Well, they're 1-4, but I think that's a little bit deceiving. They've been in virtually every one of their games. In fact, last week was that they got down 20-3 at half against Fresno State and made it a game and ended up losing 20-17. What's really hurt them is turnovers. They've gotten, I think, 14 on the year, which is most in the nation. And a lot of those have come from passing. Their quarterback, you might recognize the last name, Chubba Purdy, his brother, is a quarterback for the Niners.
Oh.
And,
wow, Scraby didn't even know that.
He perked up when he heard
me. He woke up from his slumber.
Wait, his name is Chubba?
Well, his real name is Preston, and I asked him at Media Days in July, how'd you get the name Chubba? And he goes, well, when I was 1 year old, I weighed 38 pounds, and so my dad called me Chubba.
38 pounds?
Man.
That is a big 1 year old.
Yeah. He mixed in a salad when he was 2 and 3, so he's looking a lot better now.
Looking a little more svelte.
Yeah, but he's thrown 8 interceptions in 5 games, and he got replaced last week by a true freshman named Carter Jones, who did well in the second half. So it looks like Carter Jones might be the starter against the Aztecs. The head coach for Nevada was coy on that, and I don't blame him. He goes, why would I tell you who my starting quarterback is? I'll let you guys guess.
Yeah.
So I think we'll see both of them, though, because Purdy's a real good runner too, so I think they'll throw a little bit of a changeup here and there.
I understand the Purdy family is used to having their quarterbacks passed over by backups. So
wow,
that was just for Scraby.
That wasn't even a good shot.
It was pretty good.
I mean, Brock Purdy's still the starter. He's just hurt.
Aztecs are favored by 7. I'm hoping they take care of business. You look at the rest of the schedule. 6 games after this one. Which is the Fresno State and Boise State, and the Boise one is here. Are those the two that on paper look to be the biggest challenges? I know everything's a challenge, don't get me wrong, but are those the two that are, you know, kind of for the second half to keep an eye on?
Yeah, I think you're definitely right. One thing is right after this game, they get a week off, and then Fresno State, so I think that week off could help them prepare for that. And then the Boise State game, you're right, will be the other challenge. Boise got picked for first place for, I think, the 83rd year in a row. And we'll just see that. I mean, if the Aztecs can keep on this track, that could be a really good game coming up in about a month here.
Yeah. Well, you got to win games to play bigger games. And right now, the Aztecs are seemingly on that track. And yeah, I was pretty impressed, I got to say, the last Friday night. And the defense has been doing it all year. Kirk, thanks much. Have a good rest of your ride. How much further do you have to go if there's no, if you don't run into any delays?
About 400 miles. Should be in
You're
Reno.
Crazy.
This evening. It's, you know, driving is just a good time, guys. You guys should try
Kirk, let me introduce you to a couple of guys that named the Wright brothers. They invented flying, you know?
I am with Kirk. I love
driving.
I would much
rather drive
to Tahoe than
Reno?
Fly. Yes. Yes.
Goodness.
I love to be on my schedule, not someone else's.
Thank you.
I can get in the car when I want, and I have my golf clubs back here. If a golf course looks empty on the way, I might have to hop off.
He does.
Got my cooler. Yeah. My wife packed me up a few extra snacks. Yeah.
So Sunday's paper.
I'm sure there's a Chick-fil-A, too, on the way.
Oh, there got to be, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there
is. There's one 3 miles south of downtown Reno, so that will be sometime either for breakfast or lunch tomorrow.
And I'll pick up my paper on Sunday, and there'll be no Aztec story. It'll say Kirk gone golfing.
No, I will. And I'll tell you, I know you guys are probably pressed for time, but this is worth it. I'm doing a story on the semi that takes all the equipment when they're on the road, and it's interesting. He's going up the 5 because the 395 is only like a 2-lane road, so he goes up the 5 and actually takes like 12 hours to get there. But I talked to the equipment manager and the driver of the truck to get some stories and things, and we'll have that in the paper Sunday.
That will be interesting. I've seen that truck when I used to travel, and the big, huge, mm-hmm. like gigantic trucks.
Like a semi?
Yes, it pulled up in every stadium you were at.
Yeah.
Drove all over the country. Took all week to get wherever they were going, right?
I watched them load up. They're like, it's like moving 12 times a year.
There's a lot of stuff on a sideline during a game.
Stuff.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
And you need extra stuff.
Well, and then for the Hawaii trip, they have to put it on a cargo plane.
Ooh, that's expensive, I bet.
Yeah.
So,
Hawaii's a couple of weeks. Are you going to go to Hawaii, Kirk? You can't drive.
I do not think I will. I don't think I will.
I love this guy.
Long ferry ride.
This guy is
ferry ride.
And there's no golf courses on the way. Kirk, have a good trip. Thanks for your coverage. Appreciate
Thank you, Kirk.
Big water hazard. All right, guys.
See ya.
Drive safe, Kirk.
Kirk Kenny on the road with the Aztecs. Nevada tomorrow night at 7:30. Do we hear 5-1? That'd be nice.
Yes,
that would be nice.
Of course.
All right, quick break time here. Daily Gambit kicks off hour number 2. Our countdown will be in hour number 2. The top 5 things we want to see surrounding the Padres this off season. It's all coming up as we continue.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.